Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart.
The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit, and He's speaking to us in the heart. He loves us, and He has so many things to say to us, speaking to us in the heart. As we go forward in Him, doing His word, learning His word, learning His purposes, we become able to do things we normally couldn't do. Yesterday's broadcast was your worship. The Lord was talking about how your whole life can be worship. When your purposes are God's purposes, you hear His word and do it. We may not think of it that way, but our life can be worship to God. If you do it with the intent to be a healing process, if you love others with the intent to help them, and you see the needs and you fulfill it. As we go forward in life, doing the things that are alive, the Word of God is alive, then we help people see what God is doing. Children that grow up in a bubble of love, all their parents love them, their aunts, their uncles, their neighbors, their friends, their counsel, that are counseling and guided by the Holy Spirit. These children will be strong. They'll be able to resist the whims of the world. They can finish college with all the challenges that go with it and succeed. They can start a business and overcome all the obstacles. Nowadays, people are being trained against the knowledge of God. And they speak evil of the knowledge of God. So people have hard-hearted opinions against Christ. And it's going to take an anointing to break that yoke, the yokes that they produce. Now, in order to do it, you can't defeat Satan with Satan's tactics. You have to have a living charge of the Word of God to not only survive the world, but to break through it. Everywhere we go, we gotta do some breaking through. We have to break through and take back the kingdom of God, and the violent will take it by force. Now, our life is worship as long as we are operating according to the perfect love of God. We're hearing the word, doing the word. All of our activity can be worship. You don't have to do anything amiss. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If we're doing it through Him, our lives, my friend, is worship. And if we do it with the attitude of love, it's worship. And worship breaks yokes. Praise and worship, it breaks the yokes. That's the first, as the children of Israel began to take back Canaan land, the first thing they did was praise and worship. They went around obeying. They didn't say anything, they didn't do any work. But their actions of praise and worship, the wall sunk down in the dirt. Those huge walls, as wide as they were high, if they fell over, they still would have been there, but they sunk. They fell down flat. They just walked across Jericho and took it. Now, as we go forward doing the things of God, the same angels that sunk those walls are with us. And they respond to worship. They respond to our faith. They respond to our love. The Lord has something to work with when we love God. And we can produce fruit. We can bear fruit. The fruit that we bear is the light of God's life in ours. And it does something. It shows people an example. And people catch on that way. And they love God from the heart. People that love God from the heart and obey Him on purpose, they find the purposes of God in their life. They find themselves doing things that most people couldn't do. And they are anointable. God can anoint them to do specific things. So much knowledge has not been discovered because people can only learn these things as they learn to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. When we look at Him, we look at this thing. If we manage our lives through Him, not of ourselves, but through Him, we can do all things through Christ. And we should do all things through Christ. Christ is available. The Holy Spirit is available. And He listens. If we give Him all of our attention, and He'll show us how to manage our lives, how to master things, how to deal with things according to His perfect will. Now, those that love God find out about the living things, and they overcome the dead things. Everything that's dead, sick, and dying, the Lord has overcome. And that same living process can be in us. Our lives can be worship. Whatever we do, if we do it with pure motive, with the intent to be a blessing to others, our life is worship. It's the love of God in action. Now, whatever the Lord give you to do, that's a clue to something much greater. Whatever He say do, and you do it, and you act on it, you're operating. Your actions will become something that's much, much greater. Because God loves us. And there's this healing process that I'm talking about. This healing process, you will discover that you can, that nothing can stand against you. You will be able to do everything according to His perfect word, His perfect wisdom for you. See, the wisdom of the will of God is personal. And what the things that He give you to do is structured just for you. And He knows how you function and think. And He knows your strength. He builds your strengths, and He uses your strengths to help walk you out of the weaknesses. And He'll break yokes. Sometimes He can break yokes for you. And you'll break all the yokes that's holding you back. And then you can love people that's not there yet. People that's still struggling, you can help them. You can be a real friend to them. You can be like, you know, when parents see their children do something that's off course, they don't throw them away. They help them come out of it. When real friends see friends about to do something that's going to bind them down, like drugs or alcohol or illicit sex, anything that's wrong, the real friends pull their friends back towards God and try to talk them out of it. And people that's going the wrong way, once they're compromised, they cause people to compromise. Their influence becomes compromised. Even up to raising their children. When people start compromising, they teach their children compromise. They know that, you know, that's not the right thing to do, but they're more liberal with the wrong things in raising their children. And guess what sin does? It hardens your heart. So the chances of their children going to heaven is much lower now, because the sin that their parents are into will hinder the children. But sometimes children fall in love with God. Now they got to deal with contrary parents. And the Holy Spirit helps them deal with it. Whatever your case, people come from varied backgrounds. Some parents will kick you out of the family. Leave you an inheritance if you love Jesus. They feel betrayed because of their hard deception. And this is true with Muslims. It's also true with Jews. There are Jews that hate Jesus. And they despise anybody that loves Jesus. And Christian people are the ones praying for their peace. Muslims are no different. There are Muslim families that oust their children. They hate Jesus. Some of them will murder their children because they love Jesus. But God loves every family, every person here on earth. The good and the bad, the wicked and the blessed. But God, and He is appearing to people that want to know the truth, or that will receive the truth. And he sends people to people with the living word. And the Lord is about to return. And I thank God that he is. And I want to be in full cooperation with the Holy Spirit, with the intent to do all that I can to help anybody I can come out of this world alive. The Lord can take these messages and use it. And I believe he can. I believe he will. God loves people. He can take my puny efforts of worship and use it. Whatever he gives you to do, you may not have to lift 100 pounds, but whatever he gives you to do, do it. Your everyday love speaks volumes to people to help them make the decision they need to make. The Holy Spirit can take what we do every day and use it for the kingdom of God. Demons weary people. Over time, people do things that's just incredibly terrible. It's incredibly terrible. And they do a lot of damage because of demonic influence. How much more can the Holy Spirit take his people and show them where the hot spots are? See, if you go fishing, you know, my dad used to go fishing. He was a bank fisherman. He didn't have a boat. And he didn't care anything about boats. He loved bank fish. Very patient. But he could come home with a load of fish when other people would have given up. Because he was patient. He knew how to read the hot spots. And the Holy Spirit knows how to read the hot spots. He knows where the people are. He knows how to get what you have to the right people. That's what ministry is all about. And it also challenges the wrong people. He knows how to get, he's trying to help everybody. So anybody that's around you that you can be a blessing to, he knows how to speak, use your words, your language, your actions to help them understand something, to help get them out of the pool of this world. The world is pulling at people, working against people. The world is terrible. It doesn't play fair, it doesn't fight fair. So when you follow God, you begin to see things differently. And you begin to grow at a much faster pace. And some people, they might get saved. They may not ever do anything great for God other than just being saved, changing course, falling in love with God, resisting the works of the enemy. And that's a lot. That's a statement. They took a stand against the world and they acted on it. So anybody that do that, their lives is bearing fruit. And everybody they know gets the chance to see and hear about it. Because people that are compromised are going to try to get them to do wrong, and they're going to do right in their sight. And that needs to happen. Jesus said, let your light shine. Don't hide it. And people feel like they feel like they have to hide the light because of pressure. Don't let anybody bluff you into doing wrong. Do what's right and love what's right. Explore what's right. And God will move in your life and help you go forward. As we do the things of God and go forward in Him, we can really do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I'm very interested in doing all things through Christ who strengthens us. We need to know the Lord. We need to see His works. We need to see Him move in and throughout our lives. Every part of our life can be worshiped. We can do everything according to God's perfect will and timing. His perfect will and His timing. Timing is very important too. It's not always time to tell the revelation that God reveals. It's not always time to do something that you really want to do. But in God's timing, it'll be perfect. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continually move mightily. He will mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.